Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chelsea Good of the Livestock Market Association. We talk cattle market passion with Chelsea in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. We have been serving cattle producers here in Stockyard City for over 100 years, and the 9 commission firms at our market will showcase your cattle to the best buyers. It's still one of the largest stocker and cattle feeder markets in America. Bring your cattle to one of those 9 firms here in Stockyard City, and they will work hard to get you top dollar for your animals. Come and watch your cattle sell. Enjoy Stockyard City. Eat a tasty steak and shop for a pair of boots. We look forward to working for you at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale, set for Monday, October 7th, 11 a.m. start time at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. A total of 700 head will sell, including 275 Angus bulls, 38 Hereford bulls, and a whole host of springbred heifers and some fall calving cows. If you want details about the offering, call the ranch, 800-664-3977, or go to their website, expressranches.com. Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale at the ranch, Monday, October 7th. We're talking with Chelsea Good, Vice President for Government and Industry Affairs for LMA, Livestock Marketing Association. We're at one of your member organizations at the Oklahoma National Stockyards today, and a lot of passions right now over this cattle market. Yeah, I'm sure you're hearing your fair share of some of the comments.
Absolutely, and I think people have been frustrated by pricing since the fire at that plant in Holcomb, especially, you know, the couple weeks following. We've seen a little bit of an uptick here lately, and it is frustrating. You know, this is how people make a living, and so poor prices are certainly a concern for all of them. One thing I will say that I'm proud of is the auction method of selling and what my membership stands for in a live auction environment in terms of creating competition and multiple people, you know, that are competing for an animal. That really does drive price up. And so it really does verify that that's the right way to get prices as high as they possibly can.
I know that we've talked a little bit about the study that USDA did announce that they were going to look at all aspects of the market impact of that fire.
Yeah, and LMA has issued a statement of support. We are supporting USDA's investigation on beef pricing margins. Was happy to hear that not only is USDA going to be taking a look at live cattle prices, but they're also going to take a look at box beef prices and retail prices to see some of the differentiation there. And so we're supporting USDA in their work there with that investigation.
Another study that a lot of folks are waiting on before we start really weighing in on the mandatory price reporting reauthorization is that five-state study. Where do you see that going?
Absolutely, and that's another study that USDA is working on. Mandatory price reporting is a law that that the packers report prices, and it is up for reauthorization every 5 years. So we're going to see a reauthorization again in 2020. And I think we're going to take a look at that study and those results from USDA as we work with our industry partners to determine what changes, if any, do we want to see as part of this mandatory price reporting reauthorization. I do think that we already know that the lamb industry is going to be seeking some changes, partially because they've got such consolidation that they have some weeks where they're not able to get good data because of the confidentiality requirements and mandatory price reporting, and we're part of that conversation as well.
Right. I know, you know, obviously from the perspective of LMA, you've got a lot of good data that's coming out of your auction markets, and a good bit of that comes through the Market News Service.
Sure. And so the live auction reporters in the Market News Service of USDA are sitting in our auctions day in and day out, and that's a great way for that data to be collected from USDA. We like that. We also have seen more and more of our auctions. I think a lot of them have always put up some sort of a written, you know, a report out in the papers, but we're seeing more and more of them putting those online and even doing videos of market reports, you know, following the auction. So it's fun to see that information getting shared wider and how social media has changed some things. We also have many of our auctions that are now streaming their auction online, either through LMAweb.com or through another service.
Overlooking the cattle pens at the Oklahoma National Stockyard, you can hear the cattle in the background. Chelsea Good joins us today, Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs of the Livestock Marketing Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.